Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Executive Function Playbook Building Independence in Kids with ADHD is a practical nonfiction guide by Michael McLeod, written for parents, educators, therapists, and school leaders who support children and adolescents with ADHD. Rather than treating ADHD as a simple behavior problem, the book presents it as a challenge rooted in executive function development, especially the skills that govern planning, self-regulation, task initiation, follow-through, and independence. Its purpose is to translate research-informed ideas into usable strategies for everyday settings, such as home and school. The book draws on McLeod's professional experience in executive function coaching and reflects the perspective of someone familiar with both the lived realities of ADHD and the need for concrete support. It aims to help adults move beyond short-term prompting and instead build durable internal skills in young people, making it especially relevant for readers looking for a structured, compassionate, and evidence-based approach. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing ADHD as an executive function delay rather than a behavior failure. A central idea in the book is that many of the difficulties associated with ADHD are better understood as weaknesses in executive function rather than defiance, laziness, or lack of care. This reframing matters because it changes the logic of intervention. If a child struggles to start work, remember instructions, manage time, or regulate emotions, the response should not be to punish the visible behavior alone. Instead, adults are encouraged to ask which underlying skill is missing or underdeveloped. That distinction helps reduce shame and conflict while making support more precise. The book uses this lens to explain why children with ADHD may know what to do yet still fail to do it consistently. By focusing on skill development, the author positions ADHD support as a teaching process rather than a discipline problem, which is one of the book's most useful contributions for families and schools. Secondly, building internal skills through McLeod's executive function strengthening model. The book centers on an internal skills framework that McLeod developed to strengthen executive function from within, rather than relying only on external controls. This model reflects a broader coaching philosophy. Adults can scaffold, guide, and structure, but the goal is for the child to gradually take over those functions independently. The practical value of this approach is that it addresses the common problem of overdependence on reminders, checklists, and adult intervention. Those tools may help in the short term, but they do not by themselves build self-management. The model therefore emphasizes repeated practice, supportive feedback, and routines that help children internalize planning, organization, and self-monitoring. This is a meaningful distinction from books that focus mainly on advice for behavior management. Here, the emphasis is on durable growth in the child's own capacity to act, which aligns the book with long-term developmental change rather than temporary compliance. Thirdly, practical strategies for home and school that are meant to be usable, not theoretical. One of the book's most distinctive features is its emphasis on concrete application. The audience includes parents, teachers, therapists, counselors, principals, and administrators, which signals that the strategies are intended for real environments where children must function every day. The book is positioned as a toolkit, meaning its value lies in helping adults respond to common challenges with clear next steps rather than abstract theory. That practical orientation is important, because executive function problems often show up in routine moments getting ready in the morning, starting homework, shifting between tasks, or keeping track of materials. The book's usefulness comes from connecting these visible breakdowns to actionable supports. This makes it especially relevant for busy adults who need methods that can be integrated into existing routines, instead of requiring specialized clinical training. The book appears designed to help readers make targeted changes in communication, structure, and expectations that can improve consistency across settings. Fourthly, using research-informed guidance while rejecting social media myths and pseudoscience. The book also stands out for its explicit effort to separate reliable ADHD guidance from misinformation, according to the available descriptions. It pushes back against myths and pseudoscience often spread online, which is important because families facing ADHD are frequently exposed to conflicting advice, simplistic fixes, and product-driven claims. In that environment, a book grounded in reputable research provides a stabilizing alternative. The practical benefit of this evidence-based approach is that it helps readers avoid interventions that sound appealing but do not address the actual difficulty. Instead of promising quick cures, the book appears to focus on realistic, supported methods that can be understood and applied by non-specialists. This makes the book particularly valuable in a crowded self-help landscape where uncertainty can lead to frustration or wasted effort. Its credibility comes not from sensational claims, but from aligning lived experience with established research and professional practice. Lastly, emphasizing independence. self-regulation, and long-term development in children with ADHD, the broader aim of the book is not simply to reduce immediate struggles, but to help children become more independent over time. That emphasis matters because many ADHD supports focus heavily on external assistance, which can be necessary, but also limiting if it never fades. McLeod's approach treats self-regulation and self-motivation as teachable capacities that can be built gradually through repeated support. The result is a developmental frame that values progress over perfection and independence over constant supervision. This has implications for how adults set expectations instead of asking only whether a task was completed today. They're encouraged to think about whether the child is becoming more capable of managing similar tasks tomorrow. That long-term perspective makes the book especially relevant for readers who want sustainable change. It is not only about coping with ADHD symptoms in the moment, but about creating conditions in which a child can handle more responsibility with less external prompting. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, educators, therapists, counselors, and school leaders who want a practical framework for helping children with ADHD become more capable and independent. It will be especially useful for readers who are tired of vague advice and want strategies that connect everyday struggles to executive function development. Its main benefit is that it turns a complex diagnosis into something observable and teachable: planning, initiation, organization, regulation, and follow-through. That makes the book intellectually useful for understanding ADHD and practically useful for changing how adults respond to it. It does not present ADHD as a problem to be managed only through reminders or discipline. Instead, it offers a developmental model for building internal capacity. That combination of research-informed guidance, real-world usability, and emphasis on independence is what makes it stand out in its category. If you would like to support Michael McLeod, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.